A lot of business owners were beat up pretty badly by the recession, and most of them were as pessimistic as the rest of us about where the Kings would land in the end. So now that Kevin Johnson and the investors have pulled off this amazing feat and kept the team in town, businesses of all kinds see tremendous opportunities.
Don't a lot of economists think arenas are overrated as stimulus? What are the economic benefits of building an arena?
Yeah, a lot of studies suggest that building any kind of big sports facility in itself doesn't do that much for a local economy. The dollars just sort of move around. Sports fans spend less time watching games at a restaurant, for example, and more time in a new arena. So it doesn't really bring new wealth to the region. But experts say that an arena project that integrates with downtown and serves as a magnet for new development can be a big boost, not only for the neighborhood, but for the region. Examples of that with the we often talk about our Staples Center in downtown LA or an arena that sparked a downtown revival in Oklahoma City.
So is there any evidence that real estate investors and businesses are planning to put money into Sacramento?
It's way early, of course, and all kinds of things can still go wrong. But real estate professionals say they've seen a surge of investor interest. One broker told Ben Vandermeer, our real estate reporter, that an outside investor from out of town asked about vacancies in a downtown office tower that wasn't even built. It was proposed years ago, but never built. So I think that tells you a lot. Restaurants and retail stores from West Sac to Midtown are looking to cash in as well. They see the arena and development around it as spurring a lot more business.
Well, probably a lot more traffic, too. Are businesses worried about that?
Some, especially during the construction phase, which is supposed to run from 2014 to 2016. But a lot of them probably feel like Jerry Fatt of the Fatt family restaurant clan. He told Mark Anderson, a restaurant reporter, that he sees too much traffic as a good problem.
In other business news this week, the Business Journal reported that Country Club Plaza, the longtime Arden area shopping center, is up for sale and will undergo renovation.
This is a struggling shopping center, many of the listeners will know. It's in an affluent area. It's an opportunity for someone to make a lot of money, but there's also a lot of work to do. Kelly Johnson, our retail reporter, hears that Winco will take over the former Gottschalk's building there that's been vacant for several years. Apparently, the plan is to turn it into a one-story building.
And this mall has lost a couple of high-profile tenants recently.
Bed Bath & Beyond and a Ross Dress for Less outlet are moving to Town & Country Village nearby, so the new owners will have some holes to fill, yes. The Macy's at Country Club Plaza owns its own building, though, by the way, so it's not directly affected by this.
Sacramento also made news this week by being at the top of a list put out by Zillow, the real estate data service.
Yeah, I don't usually take these kinds of things too seriously because incremental bits of real estate data don't often mean much, but this captures something I think that's an important real estate trend. It's the steep rise we're seeing in home prices. Zillow reported that the Sacramento market showed the biggest jump in price of any large market in the country from March to April, and year over year, it's second only to Phoenix.
We talked before about how few homes are available for sale here and how that's putting artificial upward pressure on prices.
We're in a weird environment right now where buyers are eager and sellers are not for a lot of complicated reasons. So it's a little bit like a hothouse for real estate, and sellers can be aggressive in setting prices. But that doesn't mean that prices will keep growing at this rate once more sellers get into the action and put their homes on the market as more homes get out of negative equity. Sooner or later, the market will get back in balance.
So, good time to buy?
Well, real estate agents will always say this, always, but in this case, they're right. Most experts say the trend will last into next year, and there's no reason to expect home prices to start declining again.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's Jack Robinson. He's editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. He joins us Fridays. You can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.